פרק ג' בויר סעיף נון זין. בורא בירא אמנות לאכול לאלצה ונמלח. He did בויר in order to eat it straight away and he changed his mind. בירא דבר מאכל. אמנות לא איכלו לאלצה ונמלח שלו לא איכלו. ראי אורא. The person goes into his בויר in order to eat it straight away and he changed his mind. He doesn't want to eat it. He says, look in the footnote, that the prima that Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sha'at Tzion, it brings down the prima godim, that the prima godim wants to say, you're not chai, it's allowed to be done. You're not, it's not is on it, but he does say that he's not sure 100% if it is good to do so. It means to say that he's got a suffix, maybe a person should go and eat it. In order it shouldn't be buried altogether. But the Mishnah Berurah says on that, the Sha'at Tzion says on that, He doesn't understand why he's so had such a suffix. He wants to say he should be allowed to do it. And he brings the raya, should be allowed to do it. Now, Nachman already discussed what's the raya from the Mishnah Berurah. What comes out is like this. The Prima Godim is not so sure if it should be done lachatchila. Person should override this problem. The Mishnah Berurah thinks maybe it should be allowed to be done. Se'if nun ches. If he did the opposite, in order he did the boya be'itza, he did it in order not to eat straight away. And now he wants to change his mind to eat it straight away. Does he amend it or not? Misha ova ubira oichel min apsel shlamenos loichel alta. He went and did oichel min apsel in order not to eat it straight away. Nimlach, he changed his mind. V'achakach nimlach, v'ochal alta, he wants to eat it straight away. He doesn't go and amend it because when he did it, he did a ma'aser issa. If he did a ma'aser issa, he can't amend it afterwards. That's what he says. It's poshut. He brings a raya. That according to what happens like this, what it says is like this. A person did it the issa. He does not. He's not able to go amend it and to go and say that I'm doing it now, eating it in order to amend the problem. He can't amend it. Perak Yoim Chof Kislev. Perak Gimel Boya Sif Nuntes. Now we're talking about Boya Bishas one eats. Till now we said there's no heta for to do Boya Psalis Minoichel. But there is some case which one's allowed to do Boya Psalis Minoichel. If you've got Boya in your mouth. The person's got something in his mouth, he's allowed to do boya, he's allowed to take out the pip, even though he's got the food inside his mouth. I is doing boya mitoichoichel, it's allowed in his mouth. Now the Rosh adds on another chiddush, that if you put it on your mouth, he takes a cup, and he puts a cloth on the cup, and he puts it on his mouth, and he goes and sieves it through, straight to in his mouth, says the Rosh is also allowed, even though you're taking psalis mitoich oichel. Says the Rosh, even if you're doing it in such a way which comes out psalis mitoich oichel, you're allowed to go and do that on Shabbos. But that's the only cases we allow you to do psalis mitoich oichel, if it is in your mouth itself, or in the case of the Rosh, but more than that, we don't allow. Let's see that inside. Nun tes. The person got food in his mouth and he finds a he finds bad if it is a pip or if it is anything which is bad, you've got fish and you're eating, you find a etzem in your mouth, you're allowed to take it out, there's no problem from pselus mitoich ha'oichel inside one's mouth. Se'if samach. V'chei muta lo'chse chatichot bat al gabi koiz she'ish b'y mashka shumureves b'y pselus v'lishto shamashka derech habad hazeh. V'heim b'zeh isa b'yo af shamashka mistanen derech habad tech shtei shtiochoy. He adds on the chiddush more than what we said before. We always know to do oichel mitoich pselus with a kli, you're not allowed to do that. So if a person would take take cloth and put it on his cup, the chor is doing it oichel mitoich pselus because he's drinking it. He's doing it with a kli, not doing pselus mitoich oichel. The same thing would be if it is pselus mitoich oichel. If you would find a case, I don't have a case which is putting it straight in your mouth. But if you have pselus mitoich oichel or oichel mitoich pselus with a kli by one's mouth, there's the Rosh. You're allowed to do that. So if a person takes a cup and he puts on it a sieve and he drinks it, he's allowed. There's no problem. If a person has a problem from sieving on Shabbos, he can do it straight into his mouth. Take a cup, put the piece of cloth on it, and to sieve it straight into his mouth is not a problem on Shabbos. Sieb samachal. Abol lechol v'oichaz samachol b'yodoy. Also nivra mimenu pseidus afsho osud ba'achila. Mikomokum einze begeida boya b'shas achila mamash. If a person has food on his plate, and he wants to take away, straight away before he eats, the bad kugoyim. Let's say he's got on his plate bones and fish. And he wants to eat the fish now. So he wants to take the bones straight out and eat straight away the fish. Then it says, the Bi'alocha says, it is a machloikas achroinim rishonim if you're allowed to do that. But Alocha is Alocha lamait. If you've got a machloikas rishonim, we don't want to allow you to do that. Therefore, the Mishnah takes on, if you do on a plate, before one eats, it is not allowed to take out bad from good. Does the Mishnah Berurah say there is some Rishonim who want to say it is allowed? It's only if you do mamish straight before you eat. That means you've got the fish and the bones in your hands, and you take out the bones and eat straight away the fish. Then the Mishnah Berurah wants to say it's machlokes Rishonim. The Chaznish says there's no machlokes Rishonim. He wants to argue on the Mishnah Berurah, and he wants to say no Rishonim holds it is allowed. According, no difference to us. Aloch lamaisa, we take on that you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. It's considered boya pseudis mitoch oichel, not samoch la'achila. We don't allow it on Shabbos.